welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbur will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Joshua. So get close to the radio and have your Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
There's a devil loose. Husbands, it's falling out with wives, sisters falling out with brothers, mamas falling out with children, and the devil just laughing away. What do the Bible say? Go to Ephesians chapter 6 right quick. Ephesians chapter 6, because we got to see this. I want to try to help somebody. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. You got it, Sister Johnson? You got it? Ephesians chapter 6, verse number, start reading with verse number 10.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Read that verse again.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
But against principalities.
But against principalities.
Against powers.
Against powers.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Against rulers of the darkness of this world.
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Spiritual wickedness in high places. In other words, we are wrestling against an army of demons. It's just like we are wrestling against, like over in Afghanistan, them people are wrestling against generals, captains, lieutenants, second lieutenants, privates, majors. They are wrestling against the forces of America. And we are wrestling against them demons, and they are organized. They organize. It's just like when you leave home, there's a demon that stay there. But when you come to church, another demon done radio to this demon and say, I got him covered. When he come to church. And when you go to your job, there's a principality over your job that cause all kind of havoc out there on your job. So wherever you go, it don't have to be one demon following you. I used to think it was just one demon following you all the time. They don't have to follow you. Uh-uh. It's just like a zone defense in football. Hello, you know what I'm talking about when I say a zone defense? When you go on this side over here, you got some men already over here waiting on you to come. Just come on over there. I got them covered. When you come to this area here, this guy over here, say, I got him covered. When you come to this area over here, this one over here, say, I got him covered. That's how it is with the demons. The demons say, anybody that come over here, I got him covered. Anybody that come over here, I got him covered. Anybody that come over here, I got him covered. You see, that's what you're wrestling against. You ain't wrestling against your wife or husband or mama or daddy. You're wrestling against demons that's trying to tear up your family. And once they tear up your family, then they go somewhere else and start working on another family. Because they know if they can tear up your family, particularly if you got children, you're going to tear up your family. Then them children going to tear up their family. Because they're coming from toe-up families. That's all they know is toe-up. So if that's all you know, that's what you're going to do. Monkey see, monkey do. Hello, somebody. But you need to let that devil know, not up in him. No, my daddy may have been an alcoholic, but I don't have to be no alcoholic. Not up in him. Yeah, but just because my mama was like that, that don't mean I got to be like that. Not up in here, devil. I already know you trying to mess up my family, but we loving each other up in here. Yeah, I'm going to cook the best dinner for my husband. When when Betty Crocker look at this, Betty Crocker gonna get jealous. She gonna ask for my recipe. See, the devil wants you to start bagging up and quit your responsibility. No, no, when you're in a fight, you gotta plow ahead. You gotta plow ahead. Hello, somebody. And watch God work. God is looking for somebody that believe him. See, God, what did you read in verse 10?
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in power of his might.
Finally, be strong in the Lord. Hold your ground. Quit trying to be strong in the flesh. I just can't take no more. I just got to say it. No, you ain't got to say it. Not if you get in the Lord. If you get in the Lord, you'll make somebody else get in the Lord. Yes, it is. Me and my wife, we would be having a discussion. I would be trying to get her to see it my way. And then she would start singing a song. And it would bring me back to reality. She started humming one of them church songs and stuff. And so I said, well, we'll talk another time. We'll talk about this another time. Amen. See, it takes two to tangle, don't it?
Amen.
So since she ain't arguing no more, she done just shut down and start singing about Jesus keeping me near the cross. Oh, Lord. You know, I guess I got to go in here and pray. Jesus, get me back to the cross. The Bible says a soft answer turneth away wrath. See, a person that don't let you out, shout them. All you're doing is having a shouting match, and the devil over here say, oh, I mean, they just looking down from the balcony up there, just having a, come here. They calling one another. I got them. You see what I got? See, I can make them argue better than you can make them argue. Yes, it is. They really cutting up now. See, they up there high-fiving everything. Tearing up your family. Next demon saying, but I'm going to make them throw that 52-inch television set out the window. That's what I'm going to make them do. Hello, somebody. I went over to visit a member once, and as I was getting ready to go through this breezeway, a lady come running through that breezeway with a knife, scared me to death. I thought she was coming after me. But she ran past me with that knife. I said, thank you, Jesus, that she was coming after me. But she went out there to that car and started hitting the windshield and then tried to puncture the tires. I said, no, ain't that something? You see how the devil make you do stuff like that? See, she wasn't in her right mind. Amen. That's what the devil... Now, you know you ain't in your right mind when that's the only car. You see what I'm saying? Now, I don't know, but I was saying, boy, I hope that ain't the only car. Because, man, if that's their only car, they in bad trouble there. I mean, you're breaking the windshield and stuff like that. Yeah. Where's that scripture there in that passage that says, stand?
Is what?
14.
Yes.
When you done all.
Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Hey. You got to stand. You got to just make your stand. Stay in your place. Just stay in your place. Just do what you're supposed to do. If you the daddy, be the daddy. Amen. That's all. You can't worry about mama being the mama. You be the daddy. See, what we do, we peep. We look and we see, okay, she ain't being the mama, so I ain't being the daddy. Mm-hmm. Amen. So that's why the children raising hell. You see? Amen. Because you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. They ain't no act like they supposed to act. Because you acting wild, they going to be wild. Amen. Amen. So we got to bring it in. We got to bring it in and stand. Stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness. And when you're done, that's all you can do. Just stand. All right, let's go back. Let's go back. But I just want you to see how that was different. That plan was different from God's plan. When you read the rest of it, I want you to go home and read the rest of the story, and you'll find that they did win the battle. Look down here, verse 26 and 27. It says, and Joshua drew not his hand back, wherewith he stretched out his spear until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Remember, when Moses and them was fighting the Amorites, the Bible says Moses was on top of the mountain, and he held up the staff. But his arms started getting weak. You remember that? And he had some friends to come and prop him up. And the Bible says as long as he held up that rod, Joshua and them won the battle down there. Now we got the same thing, but this time Joshua is up on the mountain. And he's holding up the spear. The Bible says, as long as he held that spear up, they win. That's a symbol of dependency on God. It's a symbol of prayer. As long as you pray, you're going to win. But as long as you let down your God of prayer, the devil will win. So how do you beat the devil? You beat the devil on your knees. That's how you beat the devil. As long as you stay on your knees, you can beat him. You can beat him. That's why the devil wants you to be so busy in the morning, you get up and you just rush. I ain't got time to pray. And so you just send up a quick flat prayer, you know. Then at night, you send down, you know, you're so tired, you just send up a quick flat prayer. You know, now I lay myself down to sleep, apart my car beside the creek. If I should die before I wake, I ask the Lord to step on the brake. And so, you know, you pray one of those prayers, and you're going to bed. You see? No. Be like Daniel. Take some time. Whatever problem is at the house, step it up. Step it up. Put another 10, 15 more minutes in your prayer time. If one child acting up, you got to pray another 15 minutes for that child. You got another child, two children acting up, pray. That means you up to 30 minutes. Three children acting up, you got to pray 45 minutes now. You see, you just can't lump them all up. Lord, bless my children in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord say, you ain't serious. You don't even take 15 minutes to pray for one of them. God is saying, get up. Just get up. Making me mad. Hello. Don't that make you mad when somebody wants you to do something for them, but they're trying to harry you? Huh? Hello, somebody. We want God to do something for us. But we ain't got no time for him. We're trying to make him hurry up. Hurry up, Lord. God said, you ain't spending no time at all with me. Who are you? Get up. And let's work this thing out. Let's go to the battle. Now, think about this. Josh had to hold up this spear. I noticed on Sunday morning on that Bible covenant. Bow! Somebody be about to slap somebody. No, but you think about it. That man had to hold that spear up all day long. And the battle was contingent on him holding that spear up. And in this case, it didn't say nobody came to help him. I believe that Joshua knew the seriousness of that battle, and I think that he remembered what Moses went through. And I believe that that inspired him. He said, in order for us to win this battle, I just got to do my part. Even if it's my arm going to be tired, I'm going to just have to do my part. And that's the thing. We're looking for something easy. It ain't going to be easy. You got to do your part. You just got to stay there until change take place. You got to just stay on your knees until that bad lit girl become a good lit girl. You know God's got the power, but you got to stay on your knees until it happens. Because you can't fix it. Let me tell you right now, you can't fix it. You can't, no man can fix a woman. Hold on. Let me say amen for you, ladies. Amen. Let me say amen for you, ladies. Amen. I don't want to get these ladies in trouble. I don't want nobody to be going home. What you mean, Pastor said that no man. I don't want to get nobody in trouble. So let me just say the amens, all right? Amen. And no man, I say no man, no man is going to let a woman change him. I was going to say the amen. I don't want to get nobody in trouble. I don't want to get nobody in trouble. Let me say the amen. Amen. What I'm trying to say, once people graduate from high school, they done had a mama. They done had a daddy. And they ain't gonna let you be their mama and daddy. Child, I'm grown. Just like you grown, I'm grown. And don't let them start popping that neck. Let's quit, y'all. All right. What can we learn from this lesson? First principle, first lesson we learned, we can cause our own defeat. We cause our own defeat. Before you start pointing fingers, look at yourself first. What is it that you could have done to prevent this? Don't be so quick to condemn people, particularly when it's of your own household. The Bible says, he that troubleth his house shall inherit the wind. Now reach out and grab some air. Reach out and grab the air. All right, you got it? You got a fist of it? Now open it up. Now, if you gonna trouble your house, this is what you gonna get. So ain't no sense in causing trouble for your house. Too wrong, don't make a right. Amen. We gotta learn how to work together. All right, number two. Don't get ahead of God. Don't get ahead of God. I don't care what the survey's saying. I don't care what Baby Nim said. I don't care what Baby Nim said. As a matter of fact, that'll ruin your house quicker than anything. Baby Nim said that this what they used to do. This ain't Baby Nim house. Yeah, yeah. When Baby start paying all the bills, then she'll have a lit something to say. Yes, you have lit something to say. Yeah. Yes. Yes, yeah. I mean, we'll listen. But a lot of time we listen to folks and they ain't even helped us with gas money. And we're going to change our family upside down, just trying to flip-flop up. Yeah. Because this is what they said. And do you know people are some of the biggest liars? They may be making it look like it's good, but they already got a notice they finna pick up that car. You see what I'm saying? You don't know what's be going on in folks' them house, particularly church folks. Amen. Church folks can be looking good on Sunday and getting ready to be evicted on Monday. You just don't know. You really don't. All right. All right. So, but don't get ahead of God. I know this. Whew. Don't get ahead of God. Now, notice, Achan got ahead of God. If he would have just only waited just a couple of days, 3 or 4 days, he could have been able to get whatever he wanted there at Ai. At Ai, they could get the spoil. But at Jericho, God said, this is going to be first fruit, so I got to get whatever come first. But after you done paid your tithes, hello, somebody. Now that 90% is yours, the rest of the land is going to be theirs. Oh, my goodness. If he just could have just waited a few more days. Don't get ahead of God. Don't get ahead. Don't get ahead of God. Number three, trust God's plan, not man's survey. Trust God's plan, not man's survey. Trust God's plan, not man's survey. I don't care what man is saying. I don't care what's popular. Keep in mind, a lot of times people wants to do what's popular. Do you know you can go broke trying to keep up with the style? You just got to get you a style that works for you and stay with it. Amen. See, I got one of these hair styles right here, and that's what works for me. Hello, somebody. And I just stay with it. I ain't trying to, you know, keep up with the, you know, the what do they call them, Dave? No, the different hairstyles they got out there. Yeah, I'm not trying to wear the mohawk and all of that. Hello, I'm not paying no, you know, $25 for the mohawk. Amen. Amen. See, I got a pair of clippers and I can just cut me a mohawk in there. You see what I'm saying? Amen. See, we gotta learn how to put away childish things. If you grown and you got family, then you got to put your family ahead of yourself. Hello, somebody. You got to make sure them kids taken care of first. Amen. They got to have the haircuts. Amen. Hello, somebody. You can go get you a wig. Somebody ought to say amen. Praise the Lord. Or go get you some weave and put some weave up in there. Amen. And get you one of the weave that you ain't got to go every week. Get you one that's going to last a month, a couple of months. They got some that lasts a couple of months. That's what you need. Cause you ain't got that money to be paying $65 every week going in there trying to look cute. Hello, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody this evening. Amen. Looking good and getting put out on the street looking good. Well, at least I got me a do out here. Let's pray, y'all. I'm so glad. Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at BibleWay Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Send down.